The Holy Gospel for this first Sunday in Lent is taken from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I am a poor, wayfaring stranger, traveling through this wilderness. There is no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep. Yet beautiful fields lie there before me, where weary eyes no more shall weep. I'm going to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I want to sing salvation's story, when this form rests beneath the sod. I want to wear a crown of glory to enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Savior. He said he'd meet me when I come. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home.
All wayfaring strangers, traveling through this wilderness. Here we are today. We are in the wilderness. How would you describe a wilderness. What is a wilderness like?
Unpopulated.
Perhaps sometimes lonely. What did you say, Marcia? Unpopulated by humans. What is in the wilderness? Animals, wild animals. How else would you describe a wilderness?
Darkness.
Big.
Desolate.
Abandoned. The wilderness is all this and so much more. It's that vast space that we live and breathe each and every day of our lives. The season of Lent plunges us into this wilderness of life. These 40 days before Easter is a time for us to be intentional, to be purposeful, to be faithful. Because what happens if we're not intentional in that desolate wilderness? What might happen? We get lost, or worse, we could die. Exactly. We could die. I think it's so interesting that our Lenten journey begins on Ash Wednesday, where we receive a cross of ashes on our forehead. And what are those ashes to remind us of? From dust we came, to dust we will return. Our lives are finite. We only have a certain yet unknown amount of time to walk on this earth. They are a reminder of our mortality. That indeed in the beginning God created us out of the dust, and in the end we will return to that dust. So remembering that we have our beginnings and our endings with God, Lent is a time for us to be intentional. To be intentional about life and to ask ourselves, how am I going to travel through this wilderness of life? Who am I going to be in this life that I have been given? So the Gospel of Luke tells us that just before the passage I read today, that when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form as a dove. And a voice from heaven proclaimed, "This is my Son, my beloved. With him I am well pleased." And while Jesus was still wet from these waters of baptism, he was led by that same Spirit into the wilderness. That voice of proclamation still resounding in his head, he was tempted. He was tempted by the devil for 40 days. We're told he didn't eat, so he was really, really hungry. And he was tempted to ponder, how was he going to travel through this wilderness of life as God's son, as God's beloved? To ponder, what does it mean to live a life that is indeed pleasing to God? The devil demanded to know of Jesus, just what kind of beloved son of God are you going to be? As human beings, we know that we are not immune to temptation ourselves. We are no strangers to trials and challenges. Every day, knowingly or not, each one of us is challenged with a very similar question. Just what kind of beloved child of God are you going to be? When Martin Luther was tempted, he would shout, "I am baptized! I am baptized! I am baptized!" You got to kind of love Martin Luther. He was a little interesting. We'll say that. But that was important to him. That baptism, that identity that he found in his baptism, that God found him in baptism, was important. He knew that the strength of Jesus was in his own identity, his God-given identity, in the power of God's word. He understood that Jesus knew the trials and temptations that we face as we journey through life. Although baptism certainly doesn't protect us from temptation, the word, those promises of God give us an identity that grounds us, that helps us to endure the trials and temptations, to face those daily challenges. Through this gift, we are loved and forgiven children of God. And God promises to be with us always, no matter what. Even when we fail and we fall short, our identity is always defined by God's forgiving love for us. We are loved and forgiven children of God. As we travel through this wilderness of life, we are not alone. God promises to be with us. We are marked with that cross of Christ and sealed with that Holy Spirit forever. Perhaps Jesus teaches us today that the wilderness is not merely an abandoned, desolate, vast place of fear. But maybe even more importantly, it's a place for us to seek to be faithful. The wilderness is a place of temptation, yes, but it's also a place to trust in God. A place of doubt, yes, and it's also a place of discipleship. A place to be intentional. A place to be purposeful. A place to be faithful. So perhaps today, the same question asked of Jesus is being asked of us. As you travel through this wilderness of life, what kind of child of God are you going to be? And know that as you live out that answer, God is with you. God is with you with love and forgiveness. Amen.